Most cities and towns in Zimbabwe removed illegal vendors from streets in July last year, following an order by local government minister Xavier Kasukwere, who threatened to fire local authority officials that did not heed his directive. Kasukwere said the illegal vendors had turned most urban centers into an eyesore as they were selling different wares haphazardly and carpeting streets with litter. The local authorities descended on the vendors with an iron fist as they confiscated their wares and forced them to desert undesignated selling bays. But this has not deterred them from going to where they were forcibly evicted by municipal security officials and the Zimbabwe Republic Police. Some of the dejected illegal vendors say they have decided to come back and sell their wares in the city center as they cannot make ends meet in designated council vending sites, which are far away from good vending points. Studio 7 caught up with some of them in the Harare Central Business District, where it had become a no-go area for such merchants. One of them is Tafadzwa Tirivavi, a vendor who sells his wares along First Street. He said he will not abandon his business, even if the local authority and the police confiscate his wares.
We are not going to be moving out of the streets until we've been allocated a proper vending site. Because currently, if you look at the vending sites, that country is saying is available to us. They are very far away from the market, and also they are not enough to accommodate all the vendors. So even if they resort to confiscating our wares, we'll still be coming back onto the streets because there's nowhere else that we can go to sell our product.
Samuel Wadzanai, director of the Vendors Initiative for Social and Economic Transformation, said illegal vendors will stay put as long as the Harare City Council does not provide adequate vending sites.
We have just reappeared in the streets despite the force they tried to use us from the streets. So the issue is not about just removing us, it's about providing alternatives, clear alternatives. So until and unless there are alternatives, vendors will continue to come back to the streets because they want to look after their families under these very difficult economic conditions.
Wadzanai said the collapsing structures that had been put at the designated places are a sign that some resources were allegedly looted by some council officials.
The clear waste of resources, now the government is struggling even to pay civil servants, because that's abusing these resources for their own personal benefit. The reason why we have got this shaky, such as somebody is looting from that arrangement.
Promise Mukwananzi, director of Zimbabwe Informal Sector Organization, concurred, adding that the designated new vending sites were not suitable for business.
It's unfortunate where we have a total waste of the minimum resources that we have to build structures in areas that are not strategic for the market of the vendors.
Mukwananzi warned council that without consultations, they will not win the war against the vendors.
It's sure that the chasing away of vendors is not going to work. What needs to happen is a proper dialogue, to sit down and with dialogue and come up, identify strategic areas where we can put the vending sites and ensure that the vendors are moved to vending sites that are located within the areas where their business thrives.
Meanwhile, the 16 vendors that were arrested last year during skirmishes with local authority, municipal security officials, and the Zimbabwe Republic Police when they resisted being pushed out of the Central Business District are currently facing trial. They are facing charges of resisting a lawful order, among other issues. Wadzanai said the case has been postponed several times. The trial continues on January 28. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.